When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grolic Saves the World time.
Come on. Are we really going to start off a brand new season of the podcast with the same thing we've done 75 episodes in a row?
Yeah, it's old, dude.
What do you mean it's old? It's not old. It's a classic. It's timeless. My voice sounds amazing.
No. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start this season with cold, hard facts because that's what the audience wants. You know, research has found, Ben, and stop me if you've heard this, that exposing yourself to sunlight triggers the production of vitamin D, which has major fucking health benefits, my dog.
Yeah.
And getting as little as 15 minutes of sun can reverse seasonal depression.
Mm.
It's dark and it's dreary out. So let's do a sunlight challenge.
Oh, a sunlight challenge? Wow.
Yes.
How truly tantalizing to kick off the new year. Hey, listener, are you on the edge of your seat right now? we're doing a sunlight challenge. We're plants. Could you make this podcast sound more boring?
You know what, though? I do have a way we could make this challenge more interesting. If D is good, how good is D on your D? Huh?
I think I get it.
I'm confused and alarmed.
That's right! 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4!
We're getting big, our worries, our mixed heads have some kicks. Welcome to Grolic Saves the World. We're getting big, our worries, our mixed heads have some kicks. Welcome to Grolic Saves the World. We're getting big, our worries, our mixed heads have some kicks. Welcome to Grolic Saves the World.
New year, same sexy podcast. Is it the best podcast? No. Is it the funniest podcast? Absolutely not. Is it the sexiest podcast on the planet? I will defend that till my dying day. Ask the kings of the internet, Ira Glass or Joe Rogan, and they'll tell you this is the sexiest podcast. My name's Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
The kings of the internet are Ira Glass and Joe Rogan.
And Joe Rogan.
Wow. It's a divided kingdom.
And Al Gore.
The creator. All hail the creator.
And this is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves through passive-aggressive self-help challenges. Thank you for tuning in to a new year. We appreciate you. Bookkeeping. Last episode, the last one we did, Ben, you got pretty honest about depression that you're experiencing, and a lot of fans have reached out to check on you, and I just want to give our fans an update and ask you how you're doing.
I guess I'm doing well. I'm trying to stay in.
Great.
That's fantastic, and it's all the time we actually have for that right now.
Thank you.
But our fans are going to be very relieved to hear you are rounding that corner psychologically. Way to go. I got money on you, horse.
Thanks, bud. We teased up top that I have an idea for this challenge.
Which is nice.
Yes.
1 in 75.
Now, he did jujitsu too, remember?
Oh, yeah, and jujitsu. Two out of 75 have been Ben Roy challenges. And
if you're doing 20 y 23, a challenge for 2023, it's a new year, right?
Yep.
I think we have to start up with something profound.
Yep.
I think we have to start up with something that definitely changes the world.
Yep.
I think we have to start up with something that everybody out there can do themselves, because that's important. Also making this an accessible way to do it. So I pitch that on this episode, and I pitch to you both, that we try the ancient practice of sunning our perineums. Now, I've been, if you know, guys, this one got stuck in my craw early on. I've been
Listener, you should know Ben has been pushing this.
It's been his only pitch for a long time.
2 years. Now, a lot of listeners out there might not know your fancy lingo.
Yeah,
what is a perineum?
Let's break it down.
What is a perineum? How do you even say it? What
perineum be the space between. You know what I mean? It's that space. Well, I mean, it could encompass a bunch of things depending on how close your parts are. But really, it could be, it's the taint. And
that
and
is the perineum. It's the perineum. The chode, some might call it.
Yeah. And included in it are the asshole, the balls, or the vagina. And it's...
Now, Ben, you're a doctor. Yeah. So tell us. Okay. Now, as a professional doctor, with an excellent bedside manner.
Yes.
I remember when this became like a thing on the internet for a day. There were pictures of
maybe a day, yes.
It sunning was their perineums. And Ben, I think you probably just latched onto that as a hashtag, as a thing that delighted you for hours in your phone. Do you have any idea why this is actually good, or if it is actually good?
Social media. And the place of doctors, the home of doctors everywhere. The think tank of healthy thought and practice.
Yeah.
Says that it is it's good for increasing your libido. It gets things stirring. It heats the area up and it gets you ready to pump. You know what I mean? To get a good pump.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Dude, it's 2023, Andrew. Shut your mouth.
It's 2023, and it's time we started pumping better, Andrew. I don't know why you're so afraid of that.
It's time really we kickstarted our libido like an old motorcycle and went roaring down the cobblestone road.
Now, here's the thing. The perineum sunning, yes.
It's science.
It's science.
It's it real science.
This is real science. This is less about sunning the perineum and more about just being better at fucking and getting some of that energy going.
I'm serious, though. Is that the only
this is what it is?
Supposed health benefit of this?
It basically is supposed to improve energy and improve sexual libido.
Okay.
Yeah.
So energy produces.
It gets the juices flowing. It's supposed to warm the area.
Sexing energy. My dog. It's supposed to warm the area. You can't use a fucking heating pad. You can't microwave a bag of rice. What the fuck?
What I like to do, I like to go to a good amphibian store and borrow one and say, can I borrow this heating rock for a minute?
Oh, yeah. Squat on the heating rock.
They'll let you rent it. You don't even have to buy it. There's a room in the back. And you can just sort of plop down on it like a mother hen and warm your tank up for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. here comes your libido. Ring a ding ding.
You get your lady ready in the car. You say, I'll be out in 15 minutes.
And does your libido ring a ding ding, Andrew? Yeah. Is that what it does when you're ready to go? Here it comes.
Andrew's actually will click from some Dungeons and Dragons dice he swallowed as a young man that's still down there. And so they'll kind of bang into each other to indicate he's ready to go.
Now, but people out there are wondering what exactly does it mean to sun your perineum?
It's
exactly
are we even talking about?
We're talking about getting naked from the waist down.
Winnie the Pooing, there's a term for it.
Yep, laying on our back and putting our asses, our balls and our taint and our ass towards the sky and letting
and
the sun.
That's the hard part of this challenge, like happy baby yoga pose. Get your asshole, get your taint up towards the sky. I'm down to do that. That sounds freeing, but how? Where? Like, where does one do
well,
this?
And that's the thing,
that's
Adam.
The real challenge, as it turned out.
This is the challenge. I mean,
the easy answer is Civic Center Park. Yes, just go down and do it. But, you know, you
Ben,
have to be creative.
Ben can show me how to fish, but if he teaches me how to fish.
Also, what idiot called it sunning your perineum and not eclipsing? You're mooning the sun. It's right there. Jesus Christ.
Andrew. Hold on. Producer Ron has come in with some added benefits of this. And it reads like you got a fortune cookie in the back of a crystal shop. But here's what Ron just shot through the chat. Sunning one's perineum. Boost mood, regulate sleep, increase libido, spark creativity, attract success and positivity, enhance longevity and stamina, cleanse the genitals of bad energy or germs. And your lucky numbers are numbers 17, 41, 83, and 11.
Does it cleanse it of germs? Oh, my God.
It sparks creativity is my favorite one. Like,
I guess, because after you do it, you're like, I might as well sit down and fucking draw, because Jesus Christ, what am I doing with my life?
I think there is something naturally kind of freeing about this. Like, your asshole, it never gets to see the light of day. You, and this is like you're putting it towards the heavens saying, you created this. Hello. How are you?
Hey, creator, like what you see?
You did this, and here's a little bit
all
you haven't seen in a while.
Part of the design, motherfucker.
It's the only way to wink at God.
Spitefully,
it's the only way.
Spitefully showing off your undercarriage to the heavens.
The only way to wink at God is through your fourth eye.
Yeah, exactly. Your fourth eye.
That's where your fourth meal comes out of, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
I call it my third ear, because it actually picks up a fair amount of vibration.
It's so sensitive,
And that's why you've always been such a good listener, is that additional ear.
Yeah. He's kidding. I've got this thing wound tight as a snare drum. You can hear it rattle when a truck goes by.
But it's like a St. Anger snare drum. It sounds terrible.
Yeah, no one likes it.
Okay, so our challenges are to get our little a-holes up to the sky. How long?
For at least, they say, for at least 15 to 30 minutes
of good
perineum sunning. And the challenge is, obviously, we all live in the city. How the fuck do you do this? So we all have to go out. We have to sun the neems. We have to come back.
Sun your neems.
And tell everybody if we did it, how we did it, where we did it. And what we felt. Did the libido increase? Did it work? You know, that's what
how
I want to know.
Kill creative germs. Energy.
Yeah. Before we take a break, we did want to mention our Patreon. We have 3 years worth of bonus content on there, as well as our pod within a pod called Boy Crazy, where we rate the hunkworthiness of pop culture figures in all of the realms.
It's
so,
a podcast that's better than this podcast.
It is. I will just say that. So check out our Patreon at patreon.com/Grolic Saves and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And if you come in at the Adam level, which is the cheapest level, because I'm the cheapest of the three of us, you for just $2 an episode, you get ad-free episodes. So if you hate the ads, you want ad-free episodes, for just $2 an episode, ad-free on our Patreon. Check it out.
For only half the price of a cup of coffee.
Okay. And no, Andrew. All right. No. Why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy now from our live show that happens live, the last Saturday of every month at the world-famous Bug Theater. The ticket link is below in the show notes. They're in the show notes.
Jinx.
This comic, a friend of the Grolix, super funny, recently moved to Denver, and we were so lucky to have her join us in that scene. Everybody, please enjoy Kelsey Rosen. And when we return,
we're going to share the results. We're
going to have some germ-free grundles. Stay tuned.
Ugh, what are we doing with ourselves?
You guys shave your genitals? Okay, rhetorical question. I just want y'all to know I don't shave mine anymore. I think it's bad luck. I think it's like breaking a mirror. You're gonna have bad luck for 7 years. I see a nod. Like, sure, if you want to shave them for yourself. I don't care. You do you. But if you're shaving some to get some, it's not gonna end well. The last time I shaved my genitals, I was... Also, the reason I'm using the word genitals is... It's the word that makes us all the most uncomfortable. But the last time I shaved my genitals, the guy I was dating got COVID. Yeah, you might ask why that's bad luck for me. Well, we have been dating for about a month. It was a long relationship. So he called me, he said, Kels, I have to isolate for 21 days. And I was like, okay, that's totally fine. Are you okay? And he said, I'm totally fine. I've had it 18 times. It's like, great, I've already fucked you. Then 21 days later, he was dead. Yeah, dead to me. Because he never rescheduled. Yeah.
Hey. Do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, Boy Crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/GrolicSaves.
I do want to sign up.
We're back, and I feel more creative, energetic. My longevity has improved, but I don't want to give away the results. I just want to say, man, what a second half of the podcast this is going to be, because I'm walking a little taller, boys.
That's because you've got a sunburn on your chode, and yeah, we can tell.
How long were you out
my
there?
Upper torso. I'm trying to distance my torso from my anus. Have you ever tried to do that? You really elongate the spine.
The ghost of old Tom's chode.
That's John Steinbeck, right? Old Tom's chode. Yeah.
Okay. Well, for those who second halfers, our loyal second halfers who skipped that
back,
first half.
I guess welcome for the first time.
Welcome to the pod. In the first half, we talked about the benefits of being out in the sun, and we decided to undertake a challenge that I have been pitching for nearly 4.5 years. Actually, predates
the podcast.
Predates the podcast.
Just wanted to do it with us, apparently.
Yeah, just wanted to get you out. But now, basically, what we had decided to do was to sun our perineums, to put a little of the D on the D, get a little of the light on the taint, and see if this does what they say: boost mood, regulate sleep, increase libido, spark creativity, attract success and positivity.
Attract success and positivity. The
cops are leading you off your lawn in handcuffs.
All these people are trying, but I was just going to ask him to collaborate on a project.
Nothing says success like a rock and gem store owner with his legs spread out in his backyard.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we've laid out for the second halfers, what the first half was about, giving them the context that they need. Ben, this is a you challenge. You brought it. Did you do the challenge, and how was your experience?
I did the challenge, or at least let me just say, I feel like I did.
Oh, here's only the classic, because, Ben Roy.
Classic, classic
Ben Roy.
What was
it?
The grow
first
light?
Episode of the year.
Was it a grow light inside?
I did
you
it,
fucking
but
cheating
I feel
fuck
that.
No, stop.
Vintage,
guys.
Vintage Ben Roy.
No, stop.
I feel
stop.
Like I did it. I had the window blinds open. Yeah, tell us.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. I don't have a yard. I don't have. Blah, blah,
blah. I told I you you could come over and use my yard.
I don't want to go sun my asshole in your backyard.
You
First
have
all,
the entire Rocky Mountains at your disposal. I don't have a yard.
I
Fuck
only
you.
Know well populated.
God's yard.
I've only know well populated trails.
God's yard.
So what I decided to do was move this very chair you're seeing in front of the window.
Oh,
take the screen out of the window. Right. I put the screen on the floor so the window was wide open. I got up at sunrise because my room faces east. So I need to get that pure morning sunlight.
And how loud are you allowed to play Enya at sunrise in your apartment complex?
did you tell your roommate you might be doing some minor renovations at First Light?
So I did this. I got fully nude. I don't know about you all. Because I don't know where you did it, but I just felt weird to have my shirt on. That felt wrong for some reason to not have my pants.
Dude, it's like sports style. Mascot energy. You just run around the stadium, no pants, shirt, hucking t-shirts, hugging kids.
The hot dog race at Milwaukee Brewers Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Miller Lite Park. And so I put my feet up on the windowsill and really scooted my asshole and my butthole towards the window. And I got some good direct sunlight right on my piece. And I could feel the warmth because I opened the window and everything. And I didn't want the screen deflecting any of the sunlight. So I really got my butthole up there. My neighbors are below me. They can't see. There's nothing looking in my window. So they just would have seen the heels of my feet on either side of the open window. And I just laid there, honestly. And I actually, I found it quite peaceful. It was nice. I don't really have a ton to say about it. I think it's hard to know if my libido got better or if I got more creative. I did say a couple things in road rage that I've never said before.
It's really loosened. Yeah.
Sure.
Hard to tell if it's from that. But yeah, this was very tough. This was a tough one because, my tank got a little warm. And I got a nice breeze on the eggs and the nest, but I'm not really sure that it did anything. I don't know.
Can I say something, Ben?
Sure.
I think that you absolutely got more creative in the new low you have sunk to in failing a fucking challenge.
What are you talking about?
You've been pushing this for the entire time. And we all know that like half the battle is how are you going to get this done? You can't be naked in public. And the headline of your experience is man takes pants off inside home. Get fucked. You took the screen off your window. Maybe people saw shoes walking by. There is no risk.
I don't wear my shoes when I'm naked.
This is an absolute fail. You failed this challenge.
This risk
completely.
Okay, just shut your dumb fucking mouth.
Unreal the level you sunk.
Shut
like,
up.
The listeners are disappointed. I'm disappointed. That's an obvious. But
risk.
Like we're shedding risk. Listeners and Patreon right now.
Risk was not part of this.
But the know that's the fun. It's a loot. This is like an exciting challenge because
are
people
so
aren't doing
shit.
This all
You're
over
so
the fucking planet. Because it's
jealous.
Illegal, kind of.
You're just no. Listen, it's definitely illegal, Adam. If it's outside your house,
that's
there
why it's
no
like an attention grabbing challenge. And Ben Roy basically fucking masturbated for this challenge.
No,
wow.
I did. I masturbated when the sun went over the house. I didn't do it.
You're all charged up, dude.
Yeah,
the kitchen timer went off. Time to go.
No,
Andrew, do you got my back on this at all? Do you not cry bullshit?
I don't know. I feel like Ben got a little boost in creativity with how much he's spinning this bullshit into
a successful
Shut your
challenge.
Fucking mouth. The window was open, dude. It's direct sunlight on my asshole and my balls.
I give you
that
points for
the
taking
challenge.
The screen off. That is a little bit of extra effort. That's legit direct sunlight. I will give you sunlight touched your fourth eye. I'll give you that.
That was the challenge. The challenge wasn't about risk. We didn't say get as risky as possible. We said
get some
sweet,
what the second halfers don't know is that we did discuss, ooh, how are we going to pull this off? That was kind of the giddy little thrill.
Listen, I'm smarter than you guys. I've always been smarter. That's the way it's always worked. That's our dynamic.
Why don't you just drink your fucking water and shut the fuck up?
You mean like I'm doing right now, you fucking dipshit?
Yeah, why don't you just rotate your chair 180 degrees and get some more sun while we're at it? Jesus.
Yeah, why don't you sun your asshole for the rest of the podcast? Because you can do it. You're like, in your safe space.
I'm sorry. Safety is a bad thing now? Safe spaces are a bad thing.
Don't you spin this and that I'm against safe spaces.
Ben will walk you right there. Ben will walk you right into the
classic fucking assholes. Okay,
paint
I'm
him into
sorry.
A corner and he pivots. You paint him into a corner and he pivots. He finds another corner.
I did
corner.
The challenge. I did the fucking challenge. So that's all I'm going to say. I did the challenge.
Well,
I got
the listeners
direct
will have the final word
on my
that
asshole.
When we post the poll on Patreon.
Well, I did take a selfie. I took a few. So you all can judge if my setup is good. Okay, you all can do that. The people out there can speak, but you know what? I think any way they answer, unless they say I'm right, is wrong.
I think we haven't done a poll on Patreon who won a challenge in a while. Ron, I would love to do a poll on this one. I would love to ask.
Oh, we haven't even heard your dog
think.
Shit ways. All right,
well,
Adam,
it wasn't inside. It wasn't inside.
Well, who's going next?
I'll go next.
All right, Andrew, did you do the challenge?
I did the challenge, and as I invited either of you, I have a backyard.
I'm not coming
perfect,
over to your house.
Perfect for sunning your perineum. Whoever designed my backyard must have designed it with sunning your perineum in mind.
I don't need to have my legs up in the air and have you coming out and offering me homemade peanut brittle or whatever.
You think
other
I'm going to come out
meant.
So I can sneak a glimpse of Ben's butthole? Not happening.
Yes.
I'd probably leave.
Seen it. All right. Over
all right.
It.
All right. Go ahead, Andrew. What was your experience?
So I use my backyard because, like I said, it's made for either a murder or sunning your perineum because my neighbors constructed like a steel wall instead of a fence. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty good blocker.
I think you're giving yourself, I mean, I think you're not giving yourself enough credit because there are angles in which one could peek into your yard.
Yeah, there's some tall houses. There are some tall houses,
but it's not just a completely
You went over to Dante's to spy in my backyard?
Dante and I, he said, only one prerequisite, bring a dip of some sort.
That tracks.
He had chips, and so we just dipped and chipped and watched your little a-hole.
That tracks. Well, you couldn't have seen it from Dante's. I know that angle. I went behind the little stable, okay?
I was trying to like yes-hand, and
truly up
me.
To something naughty.
Now we're talking about some bullshit. Now it's behind the little stable.
Yes, but outside. So,
there
is
not
the listener,
a clear fucking sight line to the sun. Anyway,
wait,
go
is
ahead.
That what are you referring to your perineum as behind the little stable? Is that what you're calling it?
No.
Okay.
Physically,
she licked me.
What
behind
part of my body is
stable?
The little stable?
Your dick in this scenario.
My
and your
dick. I call my dick the little stable.
Yeah. Adam, the asshole is clearly the little
Jesus
stable.
Jesus was born there.
The dick is. Adam,
oh, you're right. You're right. Because you can put something into the little stable. Yeah. The asshole is the little stable.
Exactly. The dick is the moany pony. That's the way it works.
Guys, I just want to take a quick pause to say we are starting off 2023 on such a high note, and just we really raised the
y'all
benchmark.
Coming out. Thanks for coming out to Rift City Acres to ride the Moaning Pony.
Welcome. If you're new for 2023, I just want to extend.
Oh, stop being such a tight little stable.
A stable. Oh, gross.
So
I went out. First of all, for the listeners in other parts of the world, here in Colorado, we got generously dumped on with snow. A lot of snow. Kind of surprise snow. So when I went out, my whole backyard, incredibly snowy. Also, at this time of year, the sun is just scraping along the southern horizon. It's like barely in the sky. I went out at 1 p.m. The sun was like hovering above the fence. I barely got sun on my butthole. I had to like find this angle.
We don't live in fucking Juneau. Stop. Like it gets up there.
At 1 p.m., down on the ground, the sun was down by the fence. I almost didn't get sun on my
butthole. I'm calling bullshit on this already because
bullshit knows bullshit, so I'm willing to hear you.
Oh, just shut up, Adam, and let me fucking speak for once. 2023
has to be different. That was my New Year's resolution, to let them speak.
So, Andrew, behind that little stable, your real one, not your asshole, there is quite a bit of shrubbery. Actually, and same with your asshole. Now, there is quite a bit of underbrush, Andrew. You did not get direct sunlight.
In the
sunlight.
Corner, there isn't directly east. Have you ever laid down on your back behind the stable? No, you haven't. You don't
yes,
know what the fuck
I
you're
have.
Talking about.
Andrew,
you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You know I lived behind your stable when Crystal and I divorced.
For a few nights, yes.
Yes.
My bodily stable. Now we're back talking about my butthole. You were spooning me nightly.
I'm willing to hear Andrew's story. Okay, so it was hard to get sunlight.
I did, though. I laid down in the fucking snow, and I showed my butthole to the wisp of gray sun that was going by.
Yeah, what did you lay on? Did you?
I put on my winter coat. Yeah, I put on my winter coat.
Oh, wow. So you're just like breakdancing flat on your back.
I took a picture of my butthole sunning angel that I made in the snow.
No, Andrew sent us a picture and there were like tracks in the snow. It looked like a animal trying to escape a trap.
That's what it felt like mentally and emotionally too. I gotta get out of this podcast. So luckily my butthole's goth. It didn't mind the gray day. So
yeah,
I've spent a few minutes getting a little gray light on it. I felt nothing. It did not do anything. It made me feel ridiculous. It made me feel.
Wait, what? You didn't get any heat from it?
No, it was fucking freezing outside. No, I didn't get
any
heat.
That's a bummer. You know, I was pretty warm the entire time I did that.
Yeah,
but I'm the
inside your heated indoor house. Yeah, I can see that.
I had
that.
The window open. It was direct sunlight. So I don't understand. I got a little warm, a little touch of this of the raisin brand.
I didn't
feel any heat.
Fine print Ben Roy.
I didn't feel any heat. It was just cold, and I just laid there and watched the pale eye of the sun.
That's
the eternal sun that has seen that has seen all of human life.
You're ripping song lyrics left and right here. Pale eye of the sun.
You call your asshole the pale eye of the sun. That's hot.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
That was a sound.
If anything, I felt bad for the sun. It just has to see this kind of bullshit. It's like it's seen all of human life from the first clumsy apes that were staggering around, and now I am in my backyard showing it my butthole. I just
you don't think those first apes were showing the sun their butthole?
Probably on
accident.
I'll
tell you what,
yeah.
They were.
Yeah,
that's the only way they can fuck.
Can we talk about how funny the balls and the penis look when they're resting, just settled on your like splitting like just a puddle on like when your legs are up
a
and
puddle?
Everything?
What I don't know. I wear briefs. Mine stay pretty much together.
No, you don't wear briefs when you're sunning your asshole.
No.
You gotta go naked out there.
But they don't melt into a puddle. Jesus Christ.
No, it flattens on me. They flatten on me. They don't flatten?
No, it was fucking 12 degrees out. What are you talking about?
Andrew,
I'm lucky they were
bringing...
outside my body.
I gotta go to the doctor again.
For your puddle of dick problem?
Yeah.
Puddle just of big, dick. Big, flappy, silly putty... mess down there. You're copying comic strips with him.
Puddle of Dick, the new Puddle of Mud and Dead Eye Dick band. Nice. It's a super group.
So, I've never felt dumber in this podcast, and that includes reading Stephanie Meyer books. So, congratulations for introducing me to a new depth of stupidity.
Excellent.
Through this podcast.
That's all we fucking want. That's all anybody's
that's all
asking
that's
for.
All anybody's asking.
All right,
we just
Adam,
want dumb
how
shit.
Was your experience?
Okay, Adam.
So my family's got a place in the mountains, so it was a little easier for me.
Oh, here we
fucking little easier for
go.
Me.
I'm surprised you weren't like, we went to France and I you know, I, whatever.
This is how Adam
chateau.
Talks.
I would love to, hear you continue to stammer this riff. Name a place in France. Go ahead, continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on Stammer Street in downtown Rift City. Okay, that's where I'm at.
You've been on Stammer Street for a while.
They've got to fix
nobody, no taxis are picking you up.
You've got to fix those potholes because getting around down there is impossible, okay?
Just wandering between corners of Stammer Street. Same intersection, just back and forth.
Adam, how'd it go?
So anyway, there's like a big deck off the property and it kind of like there's a valley beneath it, but across the valley there's several other houses. So like I can see onto their decks, they could see onto mine if they're deciding to be looking at that
you
time.
You show me your deck, I'll show you mine.
Right.
Right.
So
that's what they
it was a risk.
Built.
There was very well could have been eyeballs on me. I didn't know, but I thought I'm up here with the family. I knew this challenge was coming.
Your family was there.
Ellis was napping. Malcolm okay. was watching TV, and I told Katie, I said, Katie, I told you about this challenge. I'm going out to the deck to do it right now. If you want to look, that's on you. I'd appreciate the privacy, but I'm going to do this right now.
What about your
and
parents?
She said, understood. My parents weren't up there. It was just nuclear family. And
okay.
So I went out there, took just the pants off, kept the top on. Again, I like the mascot vibe.
Yep.
And I struggled to I was grabbing my legs behind my thighs for a while, which was like such a foolish approach. And then I remembered happy baby. So I linked my toes, my fingers beneath my big toes. And I just put we're about 7,000 feet. So it's direct. Sunlight,
you're up there, baby. Get
right on
boost.
The fucking a-hole. And it felt so.
Did it get warm?
Oh, Ben, at first I was just like, oh my God, like there's the sunshine. I've deprived this piece of my body for my entire life. And it was grateful. You could feel my little grateful asshole. And it was like spring was finally arriving after a long winter, and like animals were coming out and plants were growing. It was spring was here. You know what I mean? And then I was like, this is everything I've been lacking in my life. And then it turned into a really kind of climate changey wildfire summer. Where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to endure 15 minutes of this. This is starting to burn my fucking ass.
Really?
I powered through, but I would say I enjoyed the first 7 minutes, and the last eight were pretty like, I'd like to get out of the sun right now.
Wow. Okay. This is crazy. Do you think that all that heat actually did anything? Did you notice anything with attracting positive people?
I will tell you this, and this is not a joke. Immediately starting that evening into the next day, diarrhea for 24 hours. I had diarrhea for 24 hours after this. And that is not a joke. And I ate the exact same things as all my family members. There was no deviation. And I just shat my brains out.
What?
For 24 hours.
You melted it,
fucking,
dude.
I melted something.
You melted
there.
The polar ice crabs.
Okay.
He's Daddy. Back.
All right.
I got off Stammer Street. I'm now on Pun Way, bud. Come on.
Yeah, it was weird. And the only thing I could think that I did different was like sun my perineum. And it definitely kind of boiled it down there a little bit. It had some issues.
You think so? Yeah. Great chili cook-off, huh? You left it simmering.
I do want to say, on this is like a more somber note, but I came in from that experience and I checked my phone because I wanted to be zen. I left my phone inside. I'm not lying on my back sunning my a-hole.
Yeah, don't be shallow
checking
about
my
it.
Phone. Don't be shallow about it. Be in the experience. And I came back in and to the news that our dear friend from Those Who Can't, Sonia Eddy, had passed away. And I learned that immediately after doing this, and it was really sad, and we're all still very sad about that. But I did have the thought after processing it for a little while that if Sonia who laughed at all our bullshit and thought we were like, she got us, she liked our sense of humor,
yeah,
and would go to any extreme fucked up level we would go to on Those Who Can't, she was down to play. I thought if there is a world where Sonia was floating up to heaven and happened to just take a look at Adam, Kate, and Holland,
she would
see me lying on my back in the mountains sunning my asshole and be like, yeah, that seems about right.
Yep.
And I just like,
those guys
it made me
changed.
Laugh. I hope Sonia and I connected in that stupid fucking moment.
Oh, amazing.
And she saw me as she floated on.
Wow.
That's insane. So
Adam sent us a picture that is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Who took the photo?
Well, then I did it for 15 minutes. And then I stammered into the house with my pants around my ankles. And I said, Katie, come take a photo. And she helped me take a photo. Good woman.
Yeah, that is a good woman. And well, that was you were on the deck.
That's your question.
Yeah, you were on
if
the
I was
deck.
On the deck.
Yeah,
he said he was on the deck, and
just,
we saw the picture. He
up.
Was on the deck.
You were on the deck.
Well, you just, sound like
no,
you
I'm
sound like
see,
a.
I'm curious. No. Andrew, I'm curious to see where it goes.
He sounds like a prosecutor
man,
leading. He sounds like a prosecutor leading the witness.
I
so,
was on the deck.
Some,
just understand
some,
you were on the deck.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Uh-huh.
Some could argue
that
literally
the deck
no one's going to argue this
part of the house.
No, stop.
Now, and it is part
the
of
deck. Also has slats. Okay, so you can see peek through. And
so you weren't technically
were
out in the open.
I was technically don't. I'm not even gonna let
no,
you.
We saw the photo. He was.
Andrew has a fence around his house. Was he out in the open?
What's the difference? I had open air. I'm going out to the open air. You guys are so fucking. You are such sticklers.
This is getting
for
thrown
like
out of court,
minutia.
And you're going to.
It is not. You're just like fucking.
You're
going to
get this
no
barred, Ben, for this kind.
I think we should
quit behavior.
Right here. Day one.
Quit day one. First episode of the year.
Yeah, I don't want to do it anymore. If you guys are going to say it's okay for me to have a fence or slats around me, I can't be in my bedroom.
I don't want to do it anymore. We still went outside.
Ben's taking his balls and going home. He's scooping up the whole puddle and he's taking
he's
them home.
He's scooping the puddle up and he's going home.
Well, all right, so the questions that we always ask, do you think this made the world a better place? Would you do it again? And would you recommend it to listeners? Should they do it? Andrew, you're aggressively nodding your head. Yes.
Oh,
you look
boy.
I've
opened up a business in my backyard. Perineum time.
Andrew's renting out space. Yeah.
Moonlight Junction, I call it.
You're pronouncing it perineum?
Perineum?
Like a,
perineum?
Flower? That sounds what? Like a nice
I
flower.
Like, if you want perineum. To say perineum, it sounds kind of British.
Perineum?
It's
is that what it is?
Glass. To this episode.
Well,
check
I'm never
going
to say it again after this episode, so I'm not even going to waste the brain space to learn it.
Do I think?
Can I tell you something, Andrew? You can't afford that space.
No. Yeah, I'm telling you. There's a lot. There's a lot of boxes up here, and I'm sick of moving them around.
And I'm not going to unpack them. I'll tell you what.
Your whole face, Andrew, says disc full. That's what I see.
It says
this
what?
Is all disc full. That's what I see right now. It's a full hard drive. But anyway, so Andrew, how do you feel about those questions?
Does it make the world a better place? No, it's nonsense. It's silly. would I do it again? I'm never going to do it again. And I'm never even going to tell anyone that I did do it because I feel stupider.
I got news for you. You're telling literally dozens of people right now.
But after this, after I tell everyone all over the world, I'm not telling anyone. So,
okay.
Because it makes me feel, I feel dumber having done it. I feel dumber having, I feel like Crystals. We did a Crystals challenge. Crystals was 100 times smarter than sunning your asshole. That's what I feel like. I feel like Crystals is hard science compared to this. That's what I feel like. I would sit and listen to anyone talk about Crystals for hours over one person telling me they sunned their butthole. That's what I would think.
Well, all right. Well, we'll be doing it again.
Would I recommend it to people? If you need a back stretch, just stretch your back, because that's the best thing you're getting out of this is a pretty good back stretch. Stretch your back. Yeah. Do a couple side bends. You can get in happy baby. I don't think you need to go out and show your taint to the sky. And that's the other thing. Everyone's like, this poor body part that never gets to see the light of day. What are you talking about? It doesn't give a shit. It lives down there. It likes the dark. It's like a subterranean animal.
You're making your asshole goth when your asshole wants to be a happy little kid smiling and out.
Tell that
to
the eyeliner it wears, buddy. Okay.
It's a phase. I think your asshole's just going through a phase.
My asshole looks like Davey Havoc winking. It's
if I knew who Davey Havoc was,
he's the
I would
singer
be
of AFI.
He's of AFI.
Some jokes are just for Ben. Some of them I only give to Ben.
That's fine.
Okay,
Adam, what about you? Same questions.
Believe it or not, I have another perineum sunning story, and I think it actually kind of offers an allegory for all of us. But when I was in Seattle this summer with my family. My wife and I are big 90s kid nerds. We love the grunge music and all that. And we kind of went to this bench where a lot of people go to sort of pay tribute to Kurt Cobain. And it's right next to his house where he took his own life. And that's in a very posh neighborhood. He had bought a beautiful home. And so it's like very fancy. It's gated. But there's people coming like us to sit at this bench and put flowers and stuff. And we're walking through this fancy neighborhood and we see this little path between, two private homes, and it's down to the water. And so, but it's a public area. So we go down to the water. It's very early, 7 a.m. probably, 7:30. And we go down there and there's these two, picture 60 something weird Seattle guys. And they had shirts on and they were half naked. And they were just both legs in the air, assholes to the sky, sunning their perineums. And we're with our little boys and we're like, oh, but they were very like, oh, and they kind of covered themselves with towels. We walked down to the water to pretend we weren't as shocked by this as we were, to just be like, everything's normal. It's fucking fine. And we just saw the water and quickly left the scene. But I just loved that these like free spirit Seattle weirdo guys were down there sunning assholes. And I bet you Kurt Cobain would be like, I'm glad this uptight, rich neighborhood, there's still weirdos out there doing it. So,
and in Seattle, you only get one day out of the year to do it. So I'm glad they took advantage.
So I saw these older dudes doing this, and I thought Kurt Cobain would probably get a laugh out of that. And I thought, looking at these guys, they looked happy, and they looked free. And so if I find myself as a 60-something weirdo sun in my asshole on a beautiful private beach that's actually open to the public, I don't think I'll be too unhappy with how things went. You know what I'm saying, dudes?
Yeah.
And that's all I want to say.
That's great, Adam. You didn't answer the fucking question at all. So that was the, I guess.
It's good for the world.
Okay.
Get your asshole out there. I'll do it again when I have the freedom to do it again.
in Seattle.
Okay, and maybe I need to find that freedom within myself to not care like those fucking Seattle guys and just do it. Because you're a human being greeting the dawn with your fourth eye to communicate directly to God. And what's so wrong about that?
That's great. Okay, my turn. Wow. Adam, thank you so much. And Ron, let's go ahead and do
it. Now, Ben, are you planning on ever taking your pants off again inside of your house? Or you just going to wear the same pants for the rest of your life?
Jealousy. It continues.
Pressing question. You know, listeners want to know.
Your jealousy continues to erode your public image. And that's the problem, Adam. Everybody
what
is...
you know, I get on a good point and you confuse me out of it. That's your only defense as
it's
an
just
animal.
Sad.
It's confusion.
It's sad. And I don't like it. But I will say, does this make...
And I'm confused into silence again.
Does this make the world a better place? No, it does not. Totally useless. I'm with Andrew. I don't care how many old men I see sunning themselves on the banks of wherever in Seattle it was.
I think it was actually a lake, not the ocean. There's so much water there. It's hard to be exactly sure.
One could never be sure. I will definitely not do this again unless, we'll see. We'll see if something hair lips the governor. I don't know. It could be. Like, I don't know. Sometimes life's weird. Sometimes I'm not ever going to say never. Do I think our listeners should do this? Yes, I do. I think it is hilarious. It's funny. And also, we often take our bodies too seriously. Like, it's just fun to get out there and be naked and point your butthole to the sky. Don't take yourself so seriously. Really just...
And by out there, you mean inside in your house.
Inside.
Just shut up. You guys are so fucking stupid. No one ever liked you anyway.
Get out there inside your house by a window.
Stupid. But I do want to say this. Before you do, you should all know the actual health information behind this. Medical professionals have said, do not do this. The perineum is actually a very sensitive, thin part of your skin, and exposing it to the radiation from the sun is actually not good for you if you continue to do this. They advise people to not sun their perineum regularly because it is not considered healthy. And
that's why I fucking had diarrhea, dude. My body was like, no good. Don't do it.
You got x-rayed, bud.
Yeah, you got
x-rayed.
Your bowels were like, no good. And we know how your bowels talk.
I'm kickstarting my libido by taking a massive dose of radiation right up the butthole.
Yeah, exactly. So don't do this.
What a sobering note to end on.
Wow, such a grim twist at the end. This is just like our inbox zero challenge from last year. I just thought it was silly. I didn't know I was harming myself.
Yeah. Just like your asshole, Andrew, a grim twist at the end of it.
Wait, maybe it's a moderation.
I need to get that twist looked at by a doctor. It's a having skin these tag, crazy curly cute poops is it's funny, but it's not worth it.
Just a grim
I want to thank listeners just for even getting to this point. Like, I don't know if we're even here still. So appreciate you just driving down the road with your earbuds in, listening to this horseshit. Maybe you're jogging.
There's a grim twist.
You got what you wanted. You got what you wanted. Okay,
so funny.
There was a question in the poll that we sent out at the end of 2022. Do you want more butthole talk? Unanimously, the answer was yes.
Yep.
So you got what you wanted.
You spoke. We listened. Here it is.
Well, that was a fun challenge. What a great evening of good time partying with you all. I don't know what
Thanks,
I'm saying
Ben.
Anymore.
You too. So I'm really looking forward to... topping this low that you set in the first episode.
Stammers.
This evening of partying with you has been great on Stammer Street.
Ben's going to have to find a new challenge to bother us with because this was his perennial perineum challenge. It kept popping back up.
Look at him alliterating. I love that. Nice
and
work,
now
Andrew.
It's got Ben. I can't wait to see what Ben's new awful challenge is that he will haunt us with over and over again.
I tell you what it's going to be. Butt chugging scope. Let's do it. I've only
you
this year
butts.
2023 I only come with asshole challenges.
Okay.
Butt
cool. I like
chugging
it. I think it's
scope.
Cool. I like it.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. All right. let's get to the break. But before we do, we did want to plug our socials. You can find us on pretty much any social media at Grolix Comedy. Check it out. Give us a follow if you want to subscribe. A pinch, a poke, a nuzzle, whatever the interface wants.
We're
please.
Talking Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I'm lobbying for Truth Social so we can really get the word out there. But regardless of what platform you follow us on, engage. Tell us if you've done challenges like this. Let us know what your experience was, how you're trying to better yourself. We'd love to hear from fans, and you can reach us on all those platforms.
Yeah.
And we'll talk back to you. At least Ben will.
Yeah, I definitely will. They don't go on that. I don't know why you say we'll do it. It's me, y'all. That's me.
We'll be there as a team. One is all is one.
All right.
It's the Grolix.
Let's do this. Let's listen to some live stand-up comedy again. The Grolix Live Show, last Saturday of this month. Tickets are on sale. I think, if I'm correct, it is Dave Ross. Lovely
You're
Dave
correct.
Ross joining us this month. So get your tickets now. The link to do so is in the show notes below.
Show notes, Jinx.
Yeah, you almost got it, but I beat you there. This next comic, what an asshole, huh? What an asshole. Not a big fan of his stuff.
Oh, I get it.
But we are contractually obligated to play at least one clip of his every 14 months, and unfortunately, we are up at that deadline. So this is from our good pal, Andrew Orvidal. Please enjoy this clip. And when we come back, of course, we have more show. Plus, we're going to tease the next episode, the second episode of 2023. I can't believe it's already here. I can't believe we're already at number two. So y'all stay tuned. Best third act in the game is ahead.
I don't normally ask the crowd for interaction, but I do have a question that you can contribute if you would like. I would like to know the worst hiccups of your life. Situationally, if you've ever had bad hiccups, raise your hand or yell it out. I want to know what the worst hiccups of your life were. Anybody? Nobody? You've all just had peaches and cream hiccups in here? Wow, that's impressive. A whole huge room of people. Nothing but great hiccups. There's a hand.
I had them while driving, just violent.
Driving? Well, yeah, that sounds pretty dangerous. Left lane, right lane. Yeah, that would suck. There's another hand now. People are coming out of the woodwork.
So not me, but my dad recently had hiccups for 4 days and had to take steroids.
Jesus Christ. All right, that's pretty bad. Look, the only cure for these hiccups is getting jacked. I know that steroids do other stuff, but I refuse to be an adult about it. That would be bad. 4 days, that sounds like hell. Anyone else? No? Everyone else pretty normal? The reason I ask is because I recently got a colonoscopy, and I got the hiccups during that. And I've never felt more like a fucking lollipop in my life. Holy fucking shit. The hiccups with a camera up your butt. Truly hell. I was like, oh, whoops. Looks like they forgot to give me the mild sedative they promised. And they killed me and I'm in hell now. Because that's the only explanation for what is happening to me. I'm in hell, and hell is having the hiccups with a camera in your butt. There's no way to get rid of them. What am I going to do, scare myself? Nothing scares me right now. I'm naked on my side with a fucking camera in my ass. Anyone who comes in here with a chainsaw, I'm like, kill me. Kill me right now. I have zero fear of you. Put me out of this misery. Kill me. I'm incapable of being afraid right now. It was so bad. It sucked. I'm just like, chill, just breathe. I'm like, I can't breathe. I'm fucking stopped up on one end. I can't breathe. Yeah, I usually breathe in and out my asshole. That's what that sounded like. Oh, you guys don't take the full breath into the nose all the way out your butt? Oh, well, you're missing out because it's, yeah, they teach it to you in yoga. Fuck.
We're back. It's the best third act in the game. Welcome to it. Third actors, happy new year. Nice to
Buckle
see you, motherfuckers.
Up. Yes.
And the only part of the episode that matters, as you know, the third act. Thanks for being here.
Yes.
Huge thank you to the sun.
So the big
could
guy not do in the it sky, without you, the man Ra, with two the scoops eternal of life.
Yeah, Helios, muchos gracias, Helios. We appreciate everything you do for us. And what'd you think of our a-holes? Slide into our DMs. Let us know.
Rank them.
Who's was your favorite?
It's gonna be.
Or could you even see Ben's? Who knows? The angles.
Fuck you,
the
guys.
Angles.
It's just childish. Now it's childish. And what it's showing is your inability to forgive and forget. And I think that that's on you.
Special
that's,
Patreon poll just not, for the sun. Let not, us know. Let us know whose assholes you even saw and whose was your favorite.
Okay, that's fine. Andrew, do you want to hit us with just that hot tunage? Give us that hot tunage.
Oh, yeah, it's time. Plugs, 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 plugs.
Now, right. Ben's going to be near a window naked all of January. If you want to get tickets, just Venmo him $3. He'll let you watch.
This is so stupid. This is so dumb. Okay, Andrew, do you have anything to plug?
I do. I do have something to plug. The Sklar Brothers, Friends of the Pod, are going to be here in Denver in January, the 19th through the 21st, at the South Comedy Works. I'm going to be opening up on those shows, so come out and see the Sklar Bros. Come out and see me. Come out and be a cool person in that venue, please. January 19th through 21st.
Heck yeah, heck yeah. I have a plug. Colorado Springs peeps, I will be at Vultures in Colorado Springs on January 25th. You can get tickets now on their website. Of course, the link to do so, as always, in the show notes. Come down and see me. Cool little rock and roll club. It's always fun to tell jokes there. So come on out. Get your tickets now. Adam, what about you, bud?
Oh, dudes, I'm getting ambitious. I'm going a month and a week out of promo. February 14th. Valentine's Day. Yeah,
damn.
I mean, I need people to plan. I will be in Portland, Oregon at Helium, one of my favorite clubs, just that night. February 14th, and then the next night, February 15th, the Tacoma Comedy Club.
They're bringing in comedy's most romantic comic, Adam Cadenholland, for a very special one night only.
This is a guy who speaks the language you love. This is a guy who not only he's fluid, okay?
Fresh off his sunning his asshole episode, we've got Romeo.
He learned English second. He spoke the language of love first.
My shows are at adamcatenholland.com. Tell your friends in the Pacific Northwest. I'd love to see you guys at those clubs.
Also, as always, people, please leave us a review. We've been getting lots.
I've got one. Ben doesn't really do the challenge.
Just
he finds
shut up,
different
shut
ways
up.
To skirt it every no episode. I wonder when no he will get on board.
No one would write
Sincerely
that.
Sincerely confused in Denver.
No one would write that, Adam, because they all know I'm extremely depressed right now. And we've been getting lots of reviews.
Well, you don't do your job then.
Thanks for the ones we've
you
been
got
receiving.
Ambushed in Emotional Alley, Adam.
That's off of Stammer Way in downtown Emotional
you just
Alley.
Got mugged by Ben in Emotional Alley.
I really did. Wasn't ready for that one. Just sucker punched.
If you don't already, once again, just remember, you can find us everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Discord, at Grolix Comedy. Please share anything you did about... Did you sun your asshole? We want to know. We want to
Well, don't
see
share
it.
Too much. Just the text
no,
is fine.
No, we'd like to see the photos.
The text is okay.
But that's it, yes.
As we mentioned before, we do have a Patreon. It is the number one way to support this pod. If you want to check it out and explore it, it's patreon.com/Grolix Saves.
And if you can't join Patreon right now, you can still support us by telling a friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the second best way to support this podcast. So please tell a friend if you're a fan, and we appreciate you listening.
Heck yeah, heck yeah. As always, thanks to our producer, our little stable, Ron Doyle. We're always behind that stable. So thank you, Ron. Always a big thank you to Mike Henderson for your help recording at the live show. And our theme music, as always, brought to you by the tightly puckered Charlie Continental. That guy is a snare drum.
Coiled.
It is pulled
coiled.
Tight. Y'all, what's the next episode's challenge?
I got an idea.
Okay.
I'm going to say, you know that old pearl of wisdom, don't talk to strangers?
Yes.
Maybe we throw that out the window, huh?
You mean
the window that Ben's using to do the challenge?
Dude, I'm not
we
even...
We toss it out the open window.
Why? Like, it's so stupid. He was so... just don't even... That's so fucking
dumb. I mean,
dumb.
It was right up there by the rim, and Adam came out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
It's so Aaron that Gordon-style acrobatics.
I don't even
want to
do this anymore. I'm getting out of here. For the first time in 2023, play us out, Charlie!